Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness calls on government to ramp up plans to transition the homeless shelter into a 24-hour facility. Concern raised that not enough emphasis is being placed on mental health care in the workplace. The Barbados Credit Union League reports growth in the local sector. The U.S. Embassy urges citizens to leave Haiti as gang war rages. And North Korea fires tactical ballistic missiles to simulate nuclear strikes in South Korea. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, says government's plan to transition the alliance's homeless shelter into a 24-hour facility is taking way too long. His comments came after the plight of a 29-year-old woman who had been living on the streets attracted significant attention via social media. Although the woman has since gotten some help, Mr. Safri raised concern over such videos being posted on social media as they often paint the alliance in a bad light. He explained that he was attacked over the contents of the video involving the 29-year-old woman, which claimed that she was put out of the shelter.
This video that was done was to no justice for this lady. It also put us at risk because in doing this video, a gentleman came to the organization and to attack me for reasons that he said I left the woman on the street. I put out the woman and started to pull big rocks to pelt at me. This is not fair because you're putting people at risk. Nobody came to see the truth that between Thursday to now, the lady have been assisted by the organization and we are the only organization that have been assisting her. No people that are talking are out there assisting this lady. The person that did the video didn't assist the lady. We are the only one who provided for her, her kids until this video was leaked, and things that were said in the video were far from the truth because we provided care.
He said the homeless situation is getting worse and government needs to act swiftly to prevent them from any further risk.
The Ministry of People's Empowerment have agreed with us that they're going to move the shelter to a 24-hour, and they need to move more swiftly on this. Only yesterday, I got a call for a lady with 7 children, and I declined to take the woman with the 7 children because if they're claiming that I put out a woman with 2 children, what they're going to say with 7, and then somebody's going to leave where they are for 2 days and pull scissors on me for 1 day, and the next day you pull big rocks at me because you hear that I put out women and children on the street and put myself and my staff at danger, I'm not going to do it anymore. The government will have to do now more that they should be doing in the first place, and I'm going to do what I have to do. We've been begging the government to move the shelter to 24-hour. It is moving way too slow. It is a lot of talk that we have been hearing for too long.
As president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, attempts to reach the Minister of Elder Affairs and People Empowerment were unsuccessful. The Men's Empowerment Network Support Services believes that not enough emphasis is being placed on mental health care in the workplace. President and founder of the network, Fabian Sargent, spoke to Starcom Network News following the death of a young man yesterday. He believes there is still a lot of taboo surrounding mental health issues that prevents men from seeking help at work.
Due to the taboo nature of mental health and suicide and all these things, they are not widely discussed in the workplace. I think that there needs to be a lot more interventions within the work environment to address the stress of the environment. It is not only finances, which is true, but there are a combination of things. I find that relationship issues are major for men. And oftentimes, I found even in more recent times, a sexuality issue. These are things that men can't speak about as they would like. They're extremely reluctant to have certain conversations, so they take that burden with them. They are unable to speak to their families, and ultimately they can't go into their workplaces and speak about certain things. They're afraid that they'll be laughed at, their productivity is low, that they may be blamed for it because of their mental state. So employers need to pay a lot more attention.
Mr. Sargent says some work environments are stressful, which contributes to poor work productivity.
We have people who are satisfied, who are happy and comfortable in the workspace, then the productivity will increase. But we have some very stressful work environments. We have what we consider senior management, who does not make it any easier for employees. So there are a number of issues, and yes, the workplace being a main area of concern, they need to also address the mental health issues of employees as well.
President and founder of the Men's Empowerment Network Support Services, Fabian Sargent. The Barbados Credit Union League is reporting growth in the sector. The League, which is the umbrella body for all local credit unions, has now recorded $3 billion in assets as it recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic and has also seen an increase in membership. This was revealed by General Manager of the League, Anthony Pilgrim, who was speaking during a press conference yesterday.
We have reached the $3 billion threshold in terms of assets under management. That is an indication that the credit union members continue to put their significant savings within the sector. And it is an indication that the confidence in the sector remains high. We would have been impacted by COVID, as often as institutions would have been. So you would have had a spike in non-performing loans. So we are recovering from that. The sector has continued to grow. And actually, not only in terms of assets, but also in terms of membership, because our membership in it is excess of 230,000 persons.
He added that there's also greater demand for digital products and services from credit unions and said they're working to ensure that all their members can offer it.
The largest credit unions have a digital footprint. We are working to try to put a system in place where some of the smaller credit unions, because it's fairly expensive, can also roll out these digital products and services. Especially since COVID, the demand for digital solutions has grown probably exponentially, and especially among a certain demographic. So we are very much aware of that, and the sector is working assiduously to respond to those needs, which are quite understandable.
As General Manager of the Barbados Credit Union League, Anthony Pilgrim. Individuals working in the construction and design industry will have the chance to access greater opportunities for professional development. This comes as the second edition of the Barbados Annual Construction and Design Conference is set to take place next month. The event is being hosted by the Technical and Vocational Education and Training Council, or TVET. Technical Officer with the TVET Council, Daria Walcott, explains what the conference is all about.
The Barbados Annual Construction and Design Conference, the second time we're running the conference. The first time was entirely online last year, and this year we are having a hybrid event, face-to-face at Lawyers King Sandy First Center, and online as well, running from September 19th to 21st. And the conference really is targeting persons in the construction and design sector, and basically providing professional development opportunities. So at TVET Council, we are trying to encourage a culture of lifelong learning, man, trying to encourage continuing professional development. So this conference is one of the initiatives that we are running.
The conference will be held under the theme Building Resilience, Sustainability and Wellness, and will address topics including climate change, water scarcity and health and safety. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti has issued another advisory urging its citizens to leave the Caribbean country as soon as possible, citing security and infrastructural challenges. Escalating gang violence has left some 200,000 citizens displaced, and homicide numbers continue to soar. Increased gang turf war in Haiti has caused a devastating humanitarian crisis, leaving more than 5 million people in need of humanitarian aid. Finally, North Korea says it has fired two short-range tactical ballistic missiles to simulate nuclear strikes on military targets in South Korea. State media said the tests had been conducted as a warning against the U.S. deployment of strategic bombers to the region. South Korea reported two missiles landing in the sea. The launches coincide with annual joint military drills held by South Korea and the U.S. Pyongyang has long denounced the drills as a war rehearsal. Recapping the headlines. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness calls on government to ramp up plans to transition the homeless shelter into a 24-hour facility. Concern raised that not enough emphasis is being placed on mental health care in the workplace. The Credit Union League reports growth in the local sector. North Korea fires tactical ballistic missiles to simulate nuclear strikes in South Korea. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.